Do you want to be impactful? Do you want to be inspiring? Do you want to be remembered? All of these things you can achieve with a well-crafted, well-delivered talk. And that's exactly what we're going to explore in this episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Remember, hit subscribe, like, share, and listen on.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hey, hello, welcome to another episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Today, we're going to look at how you can be remembered. Now, in particular, I'm talking about how you can create a talk or a presentation that will get you remembered. It will help you to be remembered long after your presentation is finished, long after the event is over. That's what we're going to be looking at today. Why me? Why am I qualified to talk about how can you create a talk that will get you remembered? I'm an award-winning international professional speaker. I have been for a number of years. I've spoken stages around the world, Los Angeles, New York, London. I've been in many places in Indonesia, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, Nepal, Tibet, many other places besides for many years. I've also trained countless speakers over the years on how to step up and to become professional speakers and how to create and present talks which get them remembered, talks which engage other people. And that's what you want, right? When you're creating a talk, when you're talking to people, you want them to remember what you spoke about. You want them to remember you, and you want them to do something as a result of it. Makes sense, right? Otherwise, why would you be doing a presentation or doing a talk? That's what we're going to look at here. And this applies to a whole wide range of talks. We're going to particularly focus on one that's really common with a lot of people that I work with at the moment, and that is if you ever go to a network meeting, whether it's in person or online, they'll usually have like a 15, 20, 25 minute, depends on the network, section where one member gets to do a presentation, gets to talk for 15, 20, 25 minutes about them, about their business, about an interesting aspect of life, about lessons they've learned, whatever it is, so that everyone else in the meeting can get to know a little bit more about that individual. That's the kind of talk that we're going to focus on over the next 20 to 30 minutes, although this stuff is equally applicable to any kind of talk that you do. So whatever you're planning, even if you're not planning to make any talks at the moment, it's still useful stuff to know, because you never know when you're going to need to use this. It works for a quick 5-minute thing right the way through to a full 7-day. Anywhere in between, you'll be able to pick bits from this that will work there. And just to establish that, yes, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to talking at networking events. Over the past year, I've personally done 55 of these types of talks. I've stood up in front of 55 different network meetings and done their 15, 20 minute talk to a total of about 1,100 people so far have called the talks. I've got 6 different talks that I do. They always get great response, great reactions, keep getting invited back to do more. And at least in part, that's because of some of the things which I'm going to be sharing with us here. So let's dive right in. If you want to do a talk, if you want to be remembered, one of the most important things right from the outset, what is the point of your talk? What is the point of your talk? What is the one single key message that you would like your audience to go away with? Why? What is the one single key thing you want them to go away with? And perhaps even more importantly, why would they care? Why do they want that key piece of information? Why are they going to have sat there going, you know, I'm glad we spent this 20 minutes because this is good stuff. This is important to me. What's in it for them? Whenever we do any share any content with people, whenever we attempt to engage people with anything, always remember what's going on somewhere level inside their head is, what's in it for me? Why do I want to listen to this? Why should I give up my time for this? I've got so many other things I could be doing. What's in it for me? Why would I want to listen to this? Get really, really clear on what specifically is in it for your ideal audience. And if you can't kind of explain in a sentence what's in it for them, you need to refine it. You haven't got clarity yourself. If you cannot explain in a single sentence what's in it for them, why they're going to want to learn whatever it is you're sharing, you yourself are not crystal clear about what the talk is about. And when you're not crystal clear, your talk isn't going to come across very clearly. It's vitally important. Now, so many times I've heard people go, I don't plan. I just stand up there and I speak from the heart. Yeah, that's nice. And you're wasting everybody's time. We're all busy. We haven't got 20 minutes to sit there while you talk about whatever comes from the heart in the moment. I'm sure it'll be very nice. I'm sure it'll be very interesting. And it's irrelevant. It doesn't engage the listener. It doesn't help the listener in some way. It doesn't change their perspective. It doesn't move them forwards. If you get crystal clear, what is the specific outcome you want? What's the specific thing you want them to take away from this? From this talk, for example, the specific thing that I'm hoping you'll take away from this is when you deliver a talk, it's important to be remembered long after the talk is finished, to be remembered in a positive way and to have inspired action in others. Did I meet it? Yeah, we'll see you by the end of it. Hopefully we get that. Fingers crossed. So get crystal clear. What specifically is it that you want them to get from this? That's a really important thing because there's no point in planning or preparing any of the rest of the talk unless you have that in mind. Now we'll talk about, let's talk about planning a talk right now. Again, a lot of speakers go, oh, I never plan. I just stand up and speak. Yeah. If you're someone who's been talking about your topic and you've been working in your industry for a large number of years, you can probably get away with that. And I can think of a small handful of speakers who can get away with that. The vast majority can't. Why can they get away with it? Well, it's simple. They're not making it up as they go along. They have created that speech or that talk in many different forms. They delivered it in many different forms. They've refined those points. They've honed them. They're not standing up going, oh, here's a topic. What am I going to talk about? Oh, they're standing up and basically picking from bits which they know have worked with previous audiences. So they have planned that talk in a way over many years in many cases. They're not going to just stand up and talk about something completely brand new off the cuff and expect to nail it. It's because they know their topic inside out. They've talked about it many, many times. That's why they're able to do it with far less preparation, because they've kind of already got the talk there in some form or other, and they're just pulling out the pieces that are needed. Generally, though, you're going to want to prepare your topic. Now, I don't mean create a script. For heaven's sake, please do not stand up and read your talk as a script. That will come across as somebody reading a script. And that is a very difficult skill to master, to be able to read a script without it coming across as reading a script. There's a reason top actors get paid lots of money to do exactly that. It's a hard thing to do. Yeah, but what if I don't remember what I'm talking about? We'll come to that a little bit later on in this. Do not worry. We've got you covered there. Plan your talk. That's what we're going to be talking about this section here. So what is it? Get crystal clear about what is the point? Why do they want to listen? What are they going to get from it? Then a second, equally important thing, what do you want them to do as a result of listening to your talk? What would you like your audience to do as a direct result of listening to your talk? And that is a crucial thing which so many speakers forget. They're in such a rush to deliver. I want to deliver lots of value. I want to engage, which is great things. But if you don't drive it to, bam, this is your next step, your audience will be going, wow, that was a neat journey. Wow, what a powerful experience you've had there. Thank you so much for sharing that. Right, moving on to the next. Gone. You've lost them. Get crystal clear about why they're going to want to listen. And get even more clear about what is the very next step for them to take. Sure, in some cases, it's going to be, hey, buy my stuff. Not generally a good thing to do because it's not, right? But it could be you invite them to perhaps get in touch and find out more. It could be you invite them to read a particular book. It could be you invite them to undertake a particular activity like journaling for a week and see where they get. Whatever it is, get really clear on what is the specific thing you want them to do. What is their very first next step? Excuse me. Get that really, really firmly in mind before you've started writing anything about your talk. So you know with absolute clarity what they're going to get from this and what you would like them to do next. Only once you've got those firmly in mind can we then start with the planning. Basically, what we're doing is we're starting with the end of the talk. The end of the talk is where you invite them to take that next step. Hey, you've got a lot of value from this. You've liked this. It's inspired you. This is what you should do next. That's the very end of your talk. And that's where we're starting. We're starting with the very end. Why do we start with the end? Because everything in the talk is driving toward that end point. Everything that you cover in the talk should be driving towards that end point. So that when you reach that and say, you know what, here's your next step. They go, thank you, I'm doing that. Because throughout your talk, you've got them into the point where they're going, yeah, I need to do something. What do I do? Here's your next step. Bam, I'm doing it. Thank you. They'll remember you. They will take that next step and you will move them on. Next thing is let's figure out the bulk of the content of your talk. Now, if it's, say, a 20, 25-minute talk, have no more than 4, 5 at the most key steps in there, key points in there. So what are the, say, 3 to 5 key points that you want to cover? And even 5 is pushing it when you're doing like a 20, 25-minute talk. Maybe only 3 key points. Because it always takes longer than you think. So have those three or four or five key points. They're kind of the stepping stones that guide you on the journey to the point where when you say, this is your next step, your audience goes, I'm doing it. You take those 5 points and you're going to start off with introduction. You're going to be establishing your credentials. You're going to be laying out the key foundations. And then you're going to invite them on that next step. So work out what are those 5 key points and kind of note them down as bullet points. And that actually, I'll just give you a little sneak preview there. Note these 5 bullet, 3, 5 points down. Note them down. what you were asking earlier about how can you deliver this without reading from a script, yeah, these are going to come in handy at that point. Bear with me. So let's turn our attention to the early part of the talk, the beginning of your talk. Maybe not the very beginning, but once you've got over the very, very introduction, you're delivering your talk, you're going to tell them what they're here for. And you're also going to want to establish your expertise, your credentials. It's like, okay, I know why I want to listen to this. Why do I want to listen to you delivering this? What gives you the right to talk to me about this? What's your experience? That's where you establish your credentials. Establish them very, very early on. We'll talk in a moment about how you can hook people in right from the very start. Hook them in so they're going, okay, you got my attention. You then want to establish what they're going to learn, and you're going to want to establish your credentials, your credibility, your expertise up front. So that as you're talking about this stuff, they're going, this is someone who knows what they're talking about. That's an interesting point. I've never considered that, but this person knows what they're talking about. I will take their word for it. I will note it then. So establish your credentials. Now, you don't have to have a great, long, rambling talk giving your entire life history. You could do. You've only got 15, 20, 25 minutes, though, remember. But there's no reason you can't bring key points from your life history to demonstrate how you got from where you were to where you are. And that can be an equally powerful thing, because the audience will often be, show to the audience that you have been where they are, they want to be where you are. So you show the audience, you know, I was like you once, and you want to be like me now. So basically, I was where you are. I am where you want to be. I've done that journey. Let me share with you so that you can do that same journey. When you can engage that level of connection with the audience, they're going, oh, wow. So you know what it's like to be here. And I want to be like you. You've taken the same journey because you've come from where I am. Therefore, if I can learn from you how you got to where you are, I can apply that and I can get to where you are, which is what I want to do. So let's establish that connection with the audience really, really quickly so that they can trust, A, that you know your stuff, B, that you understand their situation, and C, they can see how following your journey will get them results as well. And you can do this really, really, really quickly. I mean, some people will spend ages in their talk establishing that stuff, but you can establish it really quickly, very, very quickly, in just a few sentences, in just a couple of minutes. You don't have to belabor the point. So you're now in the flow of the talk. Guide them through the key points, kind of offering them information along the way, steps, tips, whatever it is, to take them from where they are, guiding them towards where they want to go, showing how it's possible, sharing with them just 3 to 5 key pieces of information that lead along that journey. Now, again, with each piece of information, you can weave stories into it. You can illustrate it with examples. Avoid the temptation to illustrate it with countless slides and graphs and so on. That's a great way to switch your audience off, usually. Plus, you run the risk of what happens when technology gets in the way, which it inevitably will. I remember one time I was at a conference and one speaker was due up. They had their entire presentation was in a PowerPoint presentation. They had it on the pen drive, plugged it into the computer. Computer couldn't read the pen drive, could not get their slideshow up. They lost it. They had a complete panic and meltdown. They basically fled, saying, I can't do this without the slideshow. I cannot do it. They completely lost their spot. The next speaker who was due to go on was someone who'd done a lot of presentations. They kind of knew their stuff. They knew what they were talking about. The organizer knew them and said, this person's fled. We've got 20 minutes to fill. Could you kind of just expand your talk by 20 minutes? Yeah, no problem. How long do you need? Brilliant. Consider it done. And just went up and did their entire presentation because they knew all that. They knew what they were talking about. They knew their content. They weren't relying on a deck of slides to guide them through their presentation. So get clear on those 3 to 5 points, lay them out, flesh them out as much or as little as you want. Because really, you could do that 20-minute presentation. You could do in like 2 minutes or like 1 minute. You could do it in 1 minute. Hey, have you ever wanted to know X? I used to be this, I'm this now. Here's what I did. I did step one, then two, then I did step three, then I did step four. I rounded it off with step five. That's how I got to where I am now. If that's something that you're looking to do, you know what? The best thing to do is go to this website, get this resource, and that will explain how you can take that journey. There you go. You've done your talk in under a minute. You can expand that same talk to a 90-minute keynote by taking each of those steps and then talking in more detail about them and giving examples about them. That's the beauty of having these 3 to 5 key steps. You can expand or contract to fill the time as needed. And it's not time filler. It's just providing more or less information depending on what's needed. But by having that structure, you create a talk that can expand or contract. You're leading them on a journey. You're creating a talk which is nicely memorable. So the audience comes in knowing why they want to be there, knowing what they're going to get from it. You establish your credentials and expertise. You lead them on this journey, and you give them their very next step, which they will then take. You have inspired and caused action on their part. And you've been memorable, which is what it's all about. So lead them on that journey to that conclusion. Now, I did say the introduction, we'd cover the introduction at the end. This is the last thing that you do when you create your talk. It's weird. You start at the end and finish at the beginning. What? But it makes sense because you want everything to drive toward that end point. So you need to know where that destination is so you can guide everything towards it. Then the start, you need your opener, which is going to really hook them in. Engage the audience right from the very outset. And this can be really tricky for some people. But once you crack it, it becomes a really easy, powerful thing to do. The thing to remember is you've only got a few seconds to engage them, to get their attention. You've got a few seconds for them to go, interesting. Yeah, I'm going to listen for a minute or so and see if this is going to be worth me continuing to listen. So you use those first few seconds to then get a minute of their time. In that minute of the time, you establish this is what you're going to learn. This is why I'm the one to teach it. This is where we're going to go, which then earns you the right, as it were, to for them to listen to the whole of your conversation. So how can you hook them in with that beginning, that intro? You can use a really powerful story. You can use an impactful statistic. You could hook them in with 2 or 3 really, really relevant questions. Have you ever wondered why X? Have you ever wanted to Y? Do you know you can do it using Z? Hook them in so they think, oh, okay, well, tell me more. It's a good way of doing it. I'm going to share with you how using a powerful statistic can really, really work. This was a client I worked with a few years ago. He used to work as a dentist. He then moved into personal development field and helps other dentists, kind of a life coach for other dentists to help them reduce their stress. It's a particular thing that he works on, reduce their stress. And it can literally be a lifesaver. We were working on his presentation. We came to the intro part. And he told me the intro he had planned, which was something along the lines of, Hello, my name is Fred Bloggs from XYZ Dental Coaching, and I've done a lot of research into health and well-being for dentists. And there are a great many studies, all of which show that people who are in dentistry have a 5 times higher rate of suicide than colleagues in other medical fields. And I work with dentists to help them prevent breakdowns, to prevent stress, so that they don't become one of those statistics. That was kind of the gist of his opening. Now, it tells you who he is, what he does, and what he's going to talk about, but does it really engage? I suggested a different one to him. His first reaction was, I can't use that. Oh, no, I couldn't use that. But we talked it through. In the end, he agreed, you know what? Yes, I'll use that. We'll see what happens. He spoke with me afterwards to let me know how it went. He said, I used that opening. You could hear a pin drop in the hall. I had them hooked. They listened to my entire presentation. And I got a large number of them coming to see me afterwards, all wanting my card so they could get more information. That's the kind of thing you want. What was the opening that he used? He walked onto stage, stood in the stage, looked straight out at them and went, you are 5 times more likely to kill yourself than your colleagues. I'm here to stop that happening. My name's Fred from Dental Coaching Limited. And then went in and talked about it. It's like, wow! Talk about a powerful opening. That opening grabs, I mean, if you're a dentist and you're in that audience and he says, you're 5 times more likely to kill yourself than other colleagues, I'm here to stop that. You're going to give him the next 20 minutes of your time to find out what's going on, right? And they did. That's the power of a really powerful opening. He then used the rest of the structure that we've just talked about. He had his 5 points, and then he had the call to action at the end. It's like, this is your next step. He got so many people, so many of those people there contacting him to find out more and to work with him afterwards. And he was invited back to other conferences. He was remembered for a long time because of his overall talk. And that opening was a really powerful part of it. So we've got the overall structure. We have our powerful opening. We set out briefly what we're going to be talking about and why we are the ones to talk about it. We establish our connection with the audience. We take them on that journey through 3 to 5 steps. And then we finish with this is your next step. That's the structure of your talk. That's it. That's the structure of your talk. You can do that in 1 minute. You could do that in 90 minutes. You could easily do it in your 20 to 25 minute networking talk, however it's going to be. I'm going to leave you with this point, or we're going to finish off with this point. How can I deliver my talk? What if I forget where I am? That's the beauty of this structure. You've got your powerful opening. Let them know what you're talking about, who you are and why you're the one to talk about it. You've got your 5 key steps. And then you've got your ending. That's it. That's all you have to remember. It's all you have to remember. And you can even have that on a cue card. You can have it on a cue card. Nobody's going to begrudge you a cue card if you need it. Or you could have that on your desk and just bullet those points down. You know what you're talking about because you know your topic. You know your content. You know your subject. That's why you're the one talking there, because you know your subject. Have those 5 points bulleted down, just in case you need a refresher. Right, where am I? Oh, yeah. Brings me on to point 3, blah, 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 blah. And you can talk about it. You talk as much or as little as you need to fit in the time, because you've got the structure. It's the structure which really helps to enable that talk to work and helps you to deliver it without having to memorize the script or without having to read the script. It's a really powerful way of creating content. Hopefully you found this really useful. If you have, hey, remember to subscribe, like, share, leave a comment, pass it on with your friends. hopefully found this useful. And you're going to start using this when you are invited to do talks, or when you find yourself presenting at a network meeting, or when you find yourself presenting at work, wherever it is. Hook them in with a powerful opening. Just take a few seconds to get them to go, whoa, I want to listen to you. Establish what you're talking about. Establish why you're the one to talk about it. Deliver it through three to five key points, steps on the way, and then let them know what is the next thing for you to do. What is the next step for you to take? Like subscribe to this podcast, or share this podcast, comment on it, pass it around to your friends. Let them know what's the next thing to do. That will enable you to create a talk that will get you remembered. Now, sometimes having gone through all this, people will ask, okay, but how long should I practice? How do I practice this? Practice is a great thing. But here's something to remember. Do not practice your talk until you get it right. What? Don't practice your talk until you get it right. Practice it until you can't get it wrong. Anyone can stumble upon getting it right once. But when you can do that same talk time after time after time, and you keep getting it right, that's when you've got that talk nailed in there. You're not going to be saying the same things every single time, but you're going to get the overall gist, the flow, the content. That's when you know you are ready to stand up and deliver a talk which will get you remembered long after the event's finished and will inspire action in your audience. Let me know what you think of this. Let me know how it goes for you. Genuinely, I'd love to know how you make use of this. You might want to listen to it a couple of times and jot notes down. Let me know. Remember to like, to comment, to subscribe. Remember to subscribe to our Patreon, where you catch lots more information as well. There's also a bonus special offer in there based on this episode, only for Patreon subscribers. And either way, I will catch you in the next episode. Until then, take care. Look after yourself, and remember, change is always possible. When you change your mind, you change your life. So just consider this. What does your life look like if you change your mind? Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.